are listening to Dovetails with Deborah, a show about encouragement as we empower you with tales and testimonies of many who share what has happened to them as the Holy Spirit rests on them like a dove.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to a brand new episode of Dovetails. Praise God, because the old has gone and the new has come. This is the year of new beginnings, a year of hope, restoration, replenishment, and being refreshed. Folks, we have a wonderful lineup of guests for you to learn from, but please make no mistake, for these guests are courageous as they share the most intimate details of their lives. How grateful I am, because each weekend I continue to learn over and over and be amazed at what God is capable of when humanity welcomes him into their lives. Oh, what God can do with a willing heart is truly remarkable. So if you have never encountered or heard about Jesus Christ before, consider hanging out with us this sweet afternoon as we unpack the journey of my extraordinary guests in order to discover the truth together. And if it's your first time tuning into Dovetails, I am your host, Deborah, founder of DCL Ministries, a ministry birthed from my pain, my tears, my divorce, and my healing when I surrender to God's process. There's a misconception, folks, that time is the thing that heals all wounds. Well, I am here to tell you that time doesn't heal anything. Time only tells. But it's only God who heals, and only God who covers, and only God who loves mankind unconditionally. DCL Ministries is about allowing the God-breathed word to thoroughly equip mankind for every good work. So if you like what you hear and want to join the movement, log on to www.dclministries.com to receive the newsletter, become a guest on Dovetails, read the thought-provoking articles, Sunday devotionals, and learn all about the featured ministries on our very own Writer's Corner. And we are already into our third installment of our six-month series of separation and divorce. I'm just so, so excited about this series. I went through a divorce. My co-host, Rachel Kidder, she also went through a divorce, and she leads divorce care in her church. So anyway, join us. Our next show, let me see, is August 26th, later this month. So definitely take a look at that on our website and talk with us. Join in with us. It's a conversation. And so we are all still learning. We are not teachers all the time. Sometimes we have to be students. And this is the platform to do it. And lastly, if you're looking for a good read, check out my book, The Women God Used. And if you allow me to linger just a moment longer, I love to read an excerpt. Women are such fascinating creatures. And if you do not believe me, have a disagreement with one of them and then let me know how you make out. Yes, I agree. We can be difficult, emotional, argumentative, assertive, bossy, dominating. But to our credit, we are also cute, cuddly, adorable, submissive, beautiful, compassionate, nurturing, supportive, and hardworking. I guess in the end, to save time, we are, as a species, complicated. But please tell me, who isn't? The women God used are rarely seen baking apple pie or reading a story to their children before bed. No, the women God used were also clever, unconventional, strong-minded, and strategic. Today, these women would be described as the first you would pick to be on your board of advisors, but not the kind you want to meet in a dark alley after hours. These women are strong enough to drag you to the finish line, but the first to leave you if you are not pulling your weight. Yes, God handpicked complex and complicated women whose stories are not glamorous, with some of their methods being less than desirable. But they created new streams in the very dirty wasteland of sin. These biblical women forged a dynasty in biblical history and now grace the pages of the greatest story ever told to prove it. If you're not aware, these are the women God used. And this book is for all the women that have had to adjust to life, the women that had to grow into their shells and become leaders, risk takers, rebels, parents to unruly children, widows, single mothers, prostitutes, entrepreneurs, and anything else to survive in this world corroded with sin. This book will allow its readers to see a snapshot of women that didn't take no for an answer when the pitfalls of life tried to bury them into the ground. These women triumphed beyond comprehension and, despite sin crouching at their door, chose unconventional ways and made it anyway. Therefore, God, he didn't waste that time with highlighting women in the Word that were content with church as usual. No, these were women who cried for a night and, due to time constraints, had to wake up and press on toward the goal to reach the finish line. Horrible, you say? Oh, I think not. For some of them might have been annoying, but they were also anointed. And many women in the Bible are complicated, but they were also called. And many might have appeared scandalous, and yet God could trust them with trouble. This book will walk its readers through the lives of unique women that were called into a ministry, a position in history that no believer or non-believer can ignore or ever forget. I challenge the position that these women were out of place or horrible. On the contrary, they were the Sigourney Weavers of their time, the G.I. Janes of the Bible, and the movers and the shakers in their hometown. These women feared the Lord and, through his guidance, changed the hands of time and biblical history. These complicated women, smothered in their own issues and problems and struggles, rose up despite the adversity with a double-edged sword in one hand and the issues of their families in the other. These women paved a way for all who would dare to follow in their tumultuous footsteps, with a disclaimer in bold letters reading, "Buckle up your baby, because we are all in for a bumpy ride." Oh, yes, you're correct in thinking that these women were unconventional. But sin entering the world changed everything. So don't judge how these women made it through, for they are survivors, just like you and just like me. These Bible warriors screamed out to anyone that would listen, "I am woman. Now hear me roar." Therefore, it is time to pay some respects to the women God used. The women God used is about humanity learning to let go of what they thought was going to happen and what they wanted when striving to take hold of a God-centered lifestyle in union with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is why Dovetails is excited to have Darlene Brown, a phenomenal woman of God who penned the book, Head Ladies in Charge, which candidly shares her personal trials and triumphs during the early stages of her life, and her spoken word CD titled Love Sick Lessons, where she shares the pain of reassembling the pieces of her life from divorce. My special guest, Darlene Brown, is an author, professional speaker, certified personal development coach, business leadership coach, certified training facilitator in business technology and finance expert. These skills, capabilities, and expertise are a summation of Darlene Brown's 30-plus years of professional experience. Through her work, Darlene walks in her divine purpose as a servant and leader who empowers and guides others towards fulfilling their divine destiny. In 2007, she founded Divine Empowerment, which provides personal development and leadership coaching, public speaking, and professional training to individuals, education, academic, small business, and corporate clients. Through her coaching curriculum, she provides successful methodologies on harnessing and implementing your personal power through healing and transformation. Darlene has delivered dynamic speeches to diverse audiences throughout the country on a range of topics, including accountability, healing, transformation, strategic planning, and leadership. Her speaking engagements span across private, public, nonprofit, and academic sectors, including institutions of higher learning, places of worship, community-based organizations, conferences, workshops, and corporate events. So sit back and enjoy as we unpack the tales and testimony of a woman acquainted with sorrow and grief, but also laughter, hope, and joy, as she demonstrates how one, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can become what they speak. Stay tuned for the unstoppable Darlene Brown. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. Stay tuned for more Dovetails with Deborah right after this. authors, are you looking for a new way to get your book in the hands of new audience of targeted buyers? Then a virtual book tour is for you. Right now, virtual book tours is an excellent opportunity for you to introduce your book and who you are as an author. Launching your book is very important. A virtual book tour will connect you with readers. We at WNL, we specialize in book tours, book blasts, radio tours, cover reveals, and Facebook chat. Promoting and marketing your book is what we do. Online publicity, the exposure and the publicity is what you need. Let us help you reach new readers and a new audience. We take care of everything so you don't have to. We set up the tour for you. We connect you with bloggers to advertise your book by way of interviews, guest posts, and reviews. If you are an author of a newly published book, have an upcoming release, or just want to give a previously published book new life, a virtual book tour is your answer. Check our tours out at www.wnlbooktours.com. Visit me on Facebook. I am the owner, Paulette Harper.
This is Catherine Lees, author and founder of Defend the Faith Ministry, and you're listening to Dovetails with Deborah right here on PJC Media.
Jesus said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Listen to our internet radio station at touchofgodradio.org, where you will find out your true identity in Christ. You can use the light that is within you to replace the darkness in this world. Go into all the world today with touchofgodradio.org.
We're back, and you're tuned in to Dovetails with Deborah right here on WPJC 104.5.
We are back, and you are tuning into Dovetails, a show that delights in sharing the ups and downs, the bitter and oh-so-sweet moments of the Christian journey. You can find us here every Sunday, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, seeking to motivate, educate, and inspire you while spurring you on to taking hold of what Christ died on the cross for, your freedom, and the choice to be born again. Well, my special guest, author, speaker, and founder of Divine Empowerment, an organization that provides inspirational and empowerment services to women, families, and couples, is here to join us. So without further delay, please help me welcome to Dovetails the lovely and tenacious Darlene Brown. Welcome to the show, Darlene.
Hello, and thank you so much for an amazing introduction. As I listened, I said, wow, thank you, Jesus. That was awesome. So thank you. I'm excited to be here. And hello to everyone that is tuning in, listening now. I'm very, very humbled and excited to be able to share with you all today.
Darlene, I
have to
say,
where do I start?
Your personality is infectious. I am on fire in my spirit, just knowing who you are. Not only I feel and I sense that in the body of Christ, just the calling on your life. I really just feel the tingling right now of what our listeners
yes.
are going to hear. So I am going to
yes.
just prepare the listeners. Please get out your pen and pad. We're not going to be playing around. We're going to unpack this woman's testimony, and we're going to get to know her and how she became the woman of God that she is. I want to preface the show just by kind of saying, I know as I started to dive in to try to figure out what kind of show this is going to be, I thought about, you know, kind of the things we present on social media. Often we are conditioned, this world conditions us to put our best foot forward, come out with your best hairdo, with your best suit, make sure you're driving the most popular car, you know, make sure that you're that type of mover and shaker. And this show is really, you know, I believe that the Lord wants us to show the bitter and the sweet. I watched a movie called Vanilla Sky, and it said the sweet isn't as sweet without the bitter. And I think
yes.
sometimes because the world just wants to see the end result, and in truth, God's end result, they don't want to hear the struggle. They don't want to hear that
That's
somebody
right.
was homeless before they became a real estate conglomerate. They
right.
don't want to hear that.
Yes.
But it's
right.
those bitter moments that spur you forward. And we're going to hear about that today with this woman of God. So to start off in the beginning, I want the listeners, Darlene, to just get a sense of who you are and kind of the home life that you had growing up. So my first question to you is, did you grow up in a family that acknowledged Jesus Christ?
Yes, absolutely. Now, you know, the term, the word acknowledge for me, let me make this very clear. So everyone that's listening in understands I'm completely transparent. So you probably will get some humor out of this. So my family definitely were believers, but they weren't getting up going to church. They weren't playing gospel music. My father's father, my grandfather, on my father's side, rest his soul, was a preacher, minister, but he lived in North Carolina, and I grew up in New York City, so I didn't really get to see him a lot. And my parents, they had an interesting relationship. So my mother's idea of instilling church in me was my earliest memory is of her teaching me the Our Father prayer. And she would, and I would be on my knees getting ready for bed, and she would be saying the prayer and I would be repeating it. And she had purchased me a little book. I can visually see it today. I would say probably 49 years ago. There was a white child, probably around the ages of 2, that was on bended knee at the bed in prayer. And in the book, it was the Our Father prayer with pictures. So I clearly was called and anointed way before I understood it. And my mother would be the first person to help me understand that God is real, but at such an instrumental age that I probably couldn't appreciate it. And I'm going to be very transparent saying to this very moment, because I hadn't really thought about it. But that's how I know the Our Father prayer. So,
I love that.
The presence of God was always there.
I love that. And I like that you highlighted the word acknowledge. And those of you out there that are listening, maybe, you know, you come from a family that talked about who Christ is, who acknowledged God, acknowledged the triune God. Maybe you're listening today and you come from a family that God was never even spoken of. You know, maybe, you know, you just never really understood what was going on in regards to religion. I just want you to know that God will find you. The invitation is out. And make, you know, as you're listening today, maybe right now you're starting to gravitate towards the Lord and you're maybe a bit bitter because you're like, my parents didn't do that. Do not blame anyone. God will connect with you in a way that he knows you will hear him and see him, and it will pierce your heart. So don't worry about that. Continue listening to God's testimony. The other thing
I'm
going to
tell you.
Yes.
No, I just wanted to, if I can interject right there, which I think is so important. Understand that each and every one of us is born on purpose. And so if we are born on purpose, that means that doesn't matter the parents that God chose to bring the essence of your spirit into a physical form, into the earth realm through. Know that it was on purpose. And we often in that journey will look to, like, well, my parents didn't do this. It's not even about the, what your parents did or didn't do, because God will find you. He knows you, and his desire is that you know him. So at some juncture in that journey, you will look back and you will then be able to say, oh, I see the presence of God was there, even though he wasn't being spoken of in my family. When I think back over my life, the presence of God was there from very early on, because I was born on purpose for a purpose. And when we understand that, we get to live in a space of trusting God and living faith, because then we know that then, well, everything is all good, even though it may not always feel good. It's all good because I got to learn to know that I was born on purpose
for a purpose, and anything that God allows me to experience in the journey is about that purpose, about mm-hmm. elevating me, growing me to a higher level of consciousness so that I am consistently in alignment with the will of God as I am moving in the earth. I said a whole mouth with this, so I'm going to...
No, my goodness. Can I just declare how much I love you? I just want to say that. I just need to say that.
Oh, thank you.
No, you just... Oh, my goodness. Folks, I want to highlight her saying the word alignment. Keep that word in your notes as we take this journey with Darlene Brown. Darlene, my next question for you is, how do you think your friends and family would describe you as a teenager growing up?
Oh, they would definitely say that I was spoiled. They would say that I was all the time. I definitely was opinionated. You know, if I had an opinion, you would know it in my family if you were close. They would say I was wise. They would come to me for advice or to feel better. So I was comforting, present at a young age that I couldn't even, again, the purpose, the calling, but was not fully aware of it, even to say I could acknowledge it, because I wasn't. I just know people would say, I love talking to you. You always know the right things to say. You always make me feel better. So, yeah, they would say those things. Very kind, considerate, thoughtful. Those things are the essence of who I am. That's been me my entire life.
Darlene, I ask that question because, especially for the listeners, I think there's a misconception that somehow gravitating and serving and glorifying Jesus Christ means we have no personality, that somehow, you know, God is just moving in and the uniqueness that we're born with somehow gets omitted as soon as you bow your knees in your head and acknowledge his existence. And those of you out there that are listening, I had a fear when I came to Christ that I would be unrecognizable to myself after committing to the Lord. And I'm here to tell you that it will not be unrecognizable. Listen to what Darlene said. She's a talker. She's opinionated, wise. People are coming to her for advice. She's a real person. Remember that as you kind of contemplate, maybe you're in the throes of not figuring out or confused about which direction you should go. Maybe you feel that nudge of the Holy Spirit, but you're just not sure because you're scared that you have to change completely, like unrecognizable. It's not true. So just keep that in mind as we take this journey on with Darlene.
It's important.
It is important, right?
To listen to that because, listen, when I was 15 and I was a talker, you got to know when I was 5, I was a talker. Let me say that all my life, I've been a talker. The difference is that now I know that that's the gift from God. I was anointed to be a speaker. God uses me as a messenger, but that's a gift. I was born with it, but not with the knowledge and awareness at a young age, and no fault to the people around me. They didn't quite understand that that was a gift to be cultivated. Perhaps that was, you know, that's how God shows up. And I always share this with people. Let me just say, sometimes you're living your life, doing things, and you may find yourself not feeling good or fulfilled or like, that might be because you haven't identified. And some people will say, well, what's my purpose? I'm going to say this. You'll know it because you've been doing it all your life. And you've been doing it all your life, and it's felt good all your life because it's the essence is attached to who you are. Others may not have understood it and may have labeled it to be something other than what it really is, because me as a talker, you got to know. I mean, I come from the realm of parents who said children were to be seen and not heard. You speak when spoken to. They from the South. I grew up in New York City. Those values didn't get lost, and they migrated. That was still home rule. So as me being a talker, they would be like, you talk too much, be quiet. But the truth is when God started to show them as I got older, the things that he would impart through me that they knew were from God, because they said, you've been here before. There's no way you could know to say the things that you're saying because you haven't lived long enough. So we know they still didn't know quite how to cultivate that gift. They still didn't maybe have the skills needed to cultivate it. And that's actually, I believe, part of God's divine plan for my life. So just think about that. You're here for a purpose. You were born on purpose. There's gift skills that God has already imparted in you that you came to this earth with. They've been in you. You've been utilizing them. God has been utilizing them for his good, right? Because that's really what it's about. You may feel good, but it's for his good and his glory. And then the goal is to find a way to be in that all the time. If you can be in that and live in that space all the time, that doesn't mean you ain't going to have challenges, because trials and tribulations are still going to come, but it's going to feel so much better.
Oh my gosh. I'm taking my notes. Please tell me you're out there taking yours. That is, you know, folks, she is speaking the truth. I really hope that you are hearing that. I pray in Jesus' name that people's ears are opened right now and their hearts are open, that you are listening to these nuggets. These are golden nuggets of wisdom. And again, if she is this way at where she's at now, and she was that way when she was five, keep in mind your gift will be something you would do for free. It's something you would invest time into. Everybody's running all over the place, putting their time in all these different areas. But when you know that you are, that you found your niche in life, you'll be up to midnight and saying, oh my goodness, I can't believe I was up till midnight. I don't feel tired. That is, you know, listen to what Darlene is speaking about. Darlene, you're a powerful woman of God, and you have such a large testimony. I want to be able to get all these sweet things that have happened in your life and the bitter things. I want to, at a young age, especially today's youth, they often struggle with where they belong and how they can fit in. Everything is about looking good and being cool and popular. As a teenager, what did you struggle with?
I definitely, as a teenager, struggled with wanting to be part of the in crowd, if you will, wanting to be accepted, wanting to be liked. But that's because during my journey, I experienced a period of abandonment from my parents. And in that process, I now know back then, to avoid Child Protective Service coming in, my family did what they thought was best. So I ended up being shifted around from a few different relatives, right, week to week to week to month until I landed with an uncle and his wife and their four kids. That meant I was the fifth, and I was there for probably 2 years. So as a young girl, that happening and not being able to ask the question, where's my mom, what happened, and not being given an answer, you can imagine as a child, that developed in me a lot of insecurities, a lot of wounds, that I wasn't wanted, that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't loved, that I didn't matter, you know. And those hurts developed and they stayed. 2 or 3 years later, when my mother and I was reunited, as any child, I didn't really care where she was. I was happy she was back, and life went on. But those unhealed wounds showed up in my teenage years. But not understanding that's what they were, wasn't able to know how to manage it. So this is where I'm saying that there are things that even today you might want to go to God. One of the prayers that I do every morning when I go before God in his presence is that he would heal me in the ways that I don't even know I still need to be healed.
Oh, come on, darling.
You understand what I just said? I want the Holy Spirit to heal me at a level in ways that I don't even know I still need to be healed. Because if healing doesn't occur, wounds are stored and they show up. They show up in your present day life. I don't care if it happened 2 weeks ago. If you didn't resolve it and take it to the altar and ask the Holy Spirit to really cleanse you from it and move it out of your mind, then you're carrying some residual energy from it. And it's going to take root and develop and show up in other areas of your life. How does it show up? It shows up in how we don't have discipline over what we eat. Truth told, I know I have comfort food that I like to eat. Come on now. Is anybody out there with me?
Yes.
I try not to buy the chips and stuff because that's a comfort food for me, the bag of Doritos and barbecue chips, things that I know I enjoy because it makes me feel good. Talking about ice cream with cake and strawberries, things could make me feel good. So pain will show up in your present-day life looking for comfort. You better check how you're eating and wondering if it's not driven based on how you feel. And if it's how you feel, that means that there's something going on deep within you where there's an unresolved wound or pain that you are carrying. So I was carrying some stuff early on that showed up in my teenage years that I didn't even know that's what it was, that made me behave in ways because I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to fit in. See, I didn't know that I didn't have to fit in because God made me an original. Why would he make me an original, no other like her, for me to have to fit in? He didn't create me to fit in. He created me to fulfill the purpose for why I was born, because I was born on purpose. Are you with me? And to fulfill that divine purpose would require me to experience some things that I didn't even understand was connected to me fulfilling the purpose. See, I couldn't sit here and talk to you about how to heal if I hadn't had to heal.
Yes.
I couldn't sit here and talk to you about why you don't have to fit in if I didn't at one point want to fit in. It was the transformation power of the Holy Spirit that allowed me to grow to the place where I understood God don't need me to fit in because whatever he sent me here to do and whoever he sent me here to connect with, they're going to recognize me by my spirit. There won't be no fitting in. We're going to come together. I call them divine connection. Are you listening? Pay attention. You'll know it by the spirit. That's biblical. God says test it by the spirit. Yes, if we trust the spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit that's within us, and we truly surrender to being led by it, hearkening to what it tells us to do, when it tells us to go left, we go left and not right, then we would have relationships that would still teach us. They may even still be challenging, but they would not be with some of the stuff that some of us are either going through, have gone through, and most of it because God gave us permissive will. We were not in his divine will, but because he loves us, sometimes he's like, okay, you want that, go ahead, but you know you got to come back here. Am I talking to anybody out there, or am I the only one that's willing to be that transparent?
You know,
and
darling,
then,
go ahead.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, because I was just going to say, because even then, listen, season, reason, few for a lifetime. So in everything that you experience, if you are a child of God and you belong to him, then you got to know that the presence of the Holy Spirit is even in that, and that he loves you so much that he will even protect you from yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? He will protect you from yourself. What does that mean? That means that he may have you engage in the dynamics of experiences and relationships to teach you something, to remind you who you are and whose you are, so that you don't allow yourself to be participating in relationships that don't serve your highest good, that do not serve where you're growing to as you're going through life. There are responsibilities that come with living and walking in the divine purpose and in the divine will of God's calling on your life. You have one. There is a part that you must play, and sometimes that part doesn't always look good. There are some people you got to be like, Lord Jesus, I love them folks, but he say, love them over there. Oh, I'm the only one. There's some folks that you just, man, we have so much fun when I'm around them, but you know they ain't really what you need, right? Oh, I'm the only one that I want to say, see, I came from New York City. I'm born and raised in the Bronx. Grew up on hip hop, Shell Top, Adidas, Kangos, you know, LL Cool J. Let's be real.
So
and I
crazy.
Love the Lord. I love the Lord. I am in his word daily. I thank God for his hand in my life in ways that trust and believe when I say I had to be still. I had to be still when he I had to say, okay, he said, you believe me, then if you believe me and you believe my word, here it is. Now test it. And I tested it. Healed of cancer in 7 weeks.
Praise
so
you,
nobody
Jesus.
Could tell me that the Holy Spirit is what heals, but we, in conjunction, believing in His Word. His Word says, if you come before me in prayer, believing that whatever you ask, you shall receive, that you've already received it, then when you
yes.
get up from the prayer, you ought to move in the space that you got
yes.
already what you asked God for. Healed mind, healed heart, healed spirit, renewed strength. Courage in my heart, kindness. These are real things. And then living.
I was going to say, and many of you out there, you're listening to this testimony, and you have given your life over to Christ, but yet you're in a tumultuous time. Understand that as the Lord is taking things from your hands, from your environment, from around your influence, things that were never of Him that you are actually around, He is also simultaneously pouring into you what is of Him, because what is of Him is going to stand, is going to last, is going to be eternal. So keep those things in mind as you are making your transformation. Darlene, you're bringing up so many wonderful points. You reminded me of Christ at a young age, and I keep harping on the young age, because I want the listeners to see that God is always folded in. He's always embedded. Even though you might not be acknowledging Him, even though you might not be gravitating towards Him, He is present because you are born in His image. He cannot separate Himself from you. He's born. You are born in His image. But, Darlene, you're reminding me of Christ when He's with His parents and they go to visit Jerusalem for Passover festival. And, of course, while they're they're enjoying the times, end up leaving, not bringing Him with them. And they're like, where is our son? So they go back, of course, and they see Him in the temple sitting among the religious teachers. And, of course, they ask Him, why have you done this to us? Which is an interesting question. We'll go back to that another time. And He says, didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house? I highlight this because, Darlene, much of your ministry is about being a change agent. And for others, for you to be able to change others, you had to be changed by the source, which is Jesus Christ, which is the gardener, which is the vine. And that's what you're speaking about right now, that you had to submit to the process. There was no skipping steps. Many of you out there, I use the image of you running up 12 steps, and many times you just want to get to the top faster. So what do? You start skipping steps, and then you trip. But keep in mind, God has every step ordered, and you have to follow that. You have to submit to that. So I'm telling you, we have gotten off to an amazing start. It's getting hot in the kitchen, so you know.
I know. It's so much because, and I don't want to rush through, but I get excited because, for me, I think it's important for people to understand, particularly I'm so grateful for all God has done in me and through me. Once I understood what my gift was, I would go in prayer before God, thanking Him that I had been chosen as a vessel for messengers to come into the earthly realm. I would thank Him for the people that He would bring, that He would speak to through me. Because, see, it's not about me, per se. God wants to utilize each and every one of us for His glory. And He says, as you go before men, let your light shine that they may see my glory and my good works. That's how we are living. When we live in that space, that's how the gospel is just lived, through visualization. People see you, and they can see your light, and they just see, like, something about you. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
Have you ever had that happen? Someone just like, just something about your light, just your energy, just you. They can't even call it. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit in you. Just release and let the presence of the Holy Spirit have its way each and every moment. in each and every way. You know, this is something that I'm so grateful. One of my favorite, I have a lot of favorite scriptures, but if I can just share that there is one that I really live by because of the journey, and that's Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, right? And so that means, to support what I said, is that each and every person is born on purpose, for a purpose, with divine gifts, already equipped on the inside, in the essence of spirit that is with them. Part of the journey is the manifestation of that as you come into your consciousness and understanding. But that gets tainted sometimes just through society. And, you know, it's like this, whatever you feed is what will grow.
Yeah.
So I told you I'm from New York City, born and raised in the Bronx, grew up on hip hop, seen a lot of things, done a lot of things. I had to learn, as God elevated me in this journey, that I had to choose to live a certain way in order to truly honor the fulfilling of my purpose. Doesn't mean God wasn't going to use me, because we all know, have you ever had a wino? Oh, I'm from New York City. If you walk any given day, you might pass a drunk on the corner, and you could be standing there waiting to cross the street, and he would say the most profound or wise thing, and you would just know that was God. Am I talking to someone out there? Has it ever happened where you've met someone that you felt like you might have wanted to judge because they wasn't really living, you know, like maybe you think they should, and God opened their mouth and they imparted something that you were like, woo, or was it a child maybe? Because I know that would happen to me. And so what I'm saying is that God is in everybody, but you have a part to play. Are you going to surrender to that power? Whatever you feed is what will grow. So as God elevated me in this journey, he allowed me to understand that if I truly wanted to fulfill the purpose that he had for my life and utilize these gifts in the greatest way, then I would have to make some decisions on what I was feeding. So I had to stop feeding negativity. I had to stop feeding a mindset of victim. I had to stop feeding anything that was pain. I had to stop feeding like it's your fault. And I had to start saying, what is it that I want in my life? Who is it that I choose to be? Do I truly want to be who God created me to be? Yes, I do, because I believe that, you know the scripture, right? To whom is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could think or ask. Right, that God. I want that. You mean you want to bless me with the greatest thing, better than anything I could ever think or ask? What is just the most outlandish thing? Because we think tangible, right? People are like, I want to ride around in a Bentley. No, I want to have two. No, I want to have a plane. No, I want to have Beyonce money. I mean, come on, let's just be real. When you start thinking about the things that you want, typically that's where we go. Am I talking to somebody? Or I'm the only one that's going to be real? Because I like nice things too, but here's the thing that God reminded me. It's okay to like nice things. It's even okay to have nice things, because when you read the Bible, that's what you see. Kings and queens. I don't know, I'm a queen, child of the living king, Lord of lords. So I know that he wants me to have some nice things, but I don't allow my desire for nice things to lose in the purpose of why I'm really living. Amen?
Amen.
To be a voice for the voiceless.
You just
share his testimony.
And the Holy Spirit is completely pumping through you. I want to take a short break because we have a couple callers that have some questions for you. And folks, while we are interviewing Darlene Brown, you are listening to Dovetails. We are here every Sunday, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Darlene Brown is the founder of Divine Empowerment. I know you can hear that, which assists individuals with preparing and implementing a personal development plan through one-on-one coaching, group, or workshops. Please check out her website at www.divineempowerment.org. You can also find her on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. folks, we are having a wonderful time just getting started with this program. Please stay tuned. And when we come back, we are going to ask the questions or have our callers ask questions. And we're going to continue on with the agent of change and was one of the agents of change for Darlene, her husband. Stay tuned.
Don't go away. Stay tuned for more Dovetails with Deborah right after this.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers only to be told your themes are a bit too religious. We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction. Speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Hi, this is Chef Yari from YariCooks.com, and you're listening to Dovetails with my favorite host, Deborah, on PJC Media.
This is Carla Cook, daughter of the legendary Sam Cook, on tour now with wondrous stories, the life and music of my father, Sam Cook. You can find me at CarlaCook.com. Remember, that's Cook with an E. And follow my Facebook page at The Carla Cook. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Carla Cook. I hope to see you soon on stage in a city near you.
We're back, and you're tuned in to Dovetails with Deborah right here on WPJC 104.5.
Oh, and we are back, and you are tuning into Dovetails. You can find us here every Sunday, 2:30. To 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We are talking about the oh-so bittersweet moments of the wonderful, wonderful and powerful and wise woman of God, Darlene Brown. Darlene Brown penned a book called Head Ladies in Charge, which candidly shares her personal trials and triumphs during the early stages of her life. Her professional business expertise ranges from technology, finance, to entertainment. And in 2001, Darlene debuted her spoken word CD titled Love Sick Lessons, which documented how she reassembled the pieces of her life after a painful divorce. Darlene, before we get started on that next question, I have a caller here for you. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Spirit, and Holy Ghost. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, based in sunny Las Vegas. And how are you doing, Sister Brown, today? Oh, my God, you've been on fire.
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for listening in. How are you?
I am excellent. And I'll be brief, brilliant, and I'll be gone. I have a really major situation. We're working on a $4.5 million initiative. And we have 300 winning team members all across the globe. They come from different walks of life. And I, too, come from a hip-hop background. I'm a 20-year veteran in the business, and I was pretty much carried into a radio station. My question to you, being from New York, especially with having a ministry and doing ministry work, that's when you get really real and get off from behind the pulpit. How do you keep replenishing your tank with going with so many different people? Because I know with 300 people, sometimes I find myself as I've poured in everybody else's cup. I find my cup to tend to be empty because I've ran out of so much energy in it. Sometimes it's like a dump truck. They call me, they dump all their bad problems on me, and then they go off and go have a great life. So I'm just asking you, as a leader, a curator, and a mighty woman of God, how do you replenish and refill your tank when you go empty?
Well, the first and foremost thing is I have done exactly what you said, given not just from my overflow, but from within my cup, and found myself empty. And it is through that process that God said that you cannot give from within the cup, because if you give from within the cup, then you are kind of laid to rest for a little while I have to replenish it. And that process could look different for different people, meaning in terms of time. And so in my case, yeah, it was actual time that God gave me where I was still, part of that process was going through the cancer, right? That was, because any type of disease is always going to be at the spirit level first. And we need to understand that as children of God, as mighty warriors of God. And so when I was diagnosed with that, it was a way in which God let me see that I needed to stop, shut everything down, get healed and release some things, and then fill up, and then only give from my overflow. So you have to learn to give from your overflow, and that means that you're going to have to create some real hard time in how you do that. For me, it is in the morning, and my mornings are my time, me and God, and it's very disciplined, consistent, because it's what I need in order to sustain when I walk out that door. So without that, and I have had moments when I would rush and not do it, I could see the difference in me as a woman of God and how I engaged people and how I dealt with things when I did not do that first. So the first thing you must do is to consistently fill yourself. And if you find that right now you're in a space where your cup is empty, you're going to have to make some tough decisions on what you're going to stop doing and say no while you fill the cup. When I say you fill the cup, I'm talking about you and the Holy Spirit, and whatever may look like in terms of your doing day to day.
Yes.
Yeah, and
You all in the scripture this morning. It was all about light and empowerment, and it was perfect. I'm gonna move out the way, but you right on point. Confirmation.
And I want. Right. She's absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
thank
sorry.
You so much, caller. Darlene, you're the bomb.com. I'm going to say it.
Thank you.
I wanted to just piggyback. Also, keep in mind in the Bible when Moses was frustrated with the 2 million Israelites and he was just completely out of his mind with trying to deal with their particular situations. He went to his father-in-law, Jethro, and he told him, you know what? You need to delegate. You need to delegate. So the Lord said, I'm going to give you some of yours. I'm going to give these elders, some of your spirit. And so keep that in mind. A lot of times when we are kind of tired, it's because, like Darlene's saying, we're not leaning on the Holy Spirit as we should to fill the cup. So, Darlene, we're going to go to the next caller, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
Okay. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hello, how you doing? My name is Justin LeBron. I go by Jay LeBron, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here checking in alongside with Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. And I just want to say first and foremost that I've just been taken back by, you know, the spirit that Darlene is bringing to the table here. You know, as a woman of God, I really see and feel, you know, that she's very true. And that's just something that really lifts my spirit and really, you know, say as a powerful woman moving in it and a mentor inside of the community. So first and foremost, I wanted to say that. And I do have a question because, like I said, I go by Jay LeBron. You can find me on Instagram at God Made Jay LeBron. I am a Christian hip-hop artist. And I wanted to ask the question because as I've been moving, you know, in the spirit, looking to inspire those and show them that, you know, God is the essence to what she's speaking about bringing on that favor in your life and bringing on what you desire, I want to look at it from a sense of when I look at gospel music, it's in the Christian or wherever it is, it's more so speaking to those who already are hearing or in the church. And I want to speak to those individuals who aren't. So, you know, I was at an event last night. I went to a party and I had the DJ. I just threw on the music and they talked about, you know, Christ. And I don't know whether it resonated with them. They were listening, but I don't know whether it hit their spirit. But I wanted to get, you know, her take on, you know, what I'm speaking on today.
For sure, and I want to applaud you for moving boldly in the areas in which you know that the Holy Spirit has chosen you to move in. You know, it takes great courage sometimes for us to be authentically who we are, right, and still live for Christ, because the world will try to put us in a box. But don't put God in a box. That's what I'm going to say. And so God is utilizing you intentionally to through your gifts and your love for him in a place that there are souls who need to be connected with him. And all he's doing is utilizing you to plant seeds. And you just need to be obedient to that. See, what I learned early in my walk is that it's God who does the changing. I am just the vessel or the agent that he utilizes. So there will be times where God will utilize you just to put on a song. And you might not see an immediate response, but know that that's a seed planted. God will send somebody else to water that same seed, and that individual will find their way going to Christ. You were just part of the process, and you just thank God for how he's utilizing you in the process, because that's what he's doing in all of us.
Amen. Amen. I really feel that in my spirit, and that's something that I thought about in my mind, is to say that, you know, subliminally, that will be something that resonates with them later, and it's all about giving God the glory and taking myself out of that situation and just to continue on my road and what God has called me to do. So I really thank you
Absolutely.
For your confirmation on that.
Thank you. Have
thank
a blessed
you,
day.
Thank you, caller.
You too. Thank you.
Darlene, my goodness. no,
this
just,
is so good. I could just talk to you for hours. I told you I was a talker.
Darlene, you please. First of all, let me just announce right now, you need to come back. So let's just say that for the record. I wanted to ask, just from the temperature of the phone calls, the temperature of just sort of what you're feeling in your spirit right now, do you feel like that there's any additional comments that you want to make? Maybe Holy Spirit saying something and you maybe want to just add to kind of what you're experiencing.
Yes, I do. I want to encourage everyone. I don't know where you are, but God does. And you're mm-hmm. on this call because God wants you here. And there are going to be people who may not have been on the live call but are going to come back and hear this message, know that it's the Holy Spirit that wants you to hear it. You may never have heard of me in person or met me in person. That's irrelevant. Know that I am just a woman who loves God, who goes mm-hmm. before his presence every day asking him to utilize me to speak to others, because that's mm-hmm. what it's about. And so I want you to be encouraged and know that the presence of the Holy Spirit is right there with you right now. Whatever you are challenged with, whatever you might be struggling with, whatever you feel like you don't have the answer to, whatever you're just like, ooh, God and the presence of the Holy Spirit is there loving you. I want you to get still and get steeped in his word. Just call and cry out to him. Sometimes it's not about a perfect prayer. It's about being real. And what do I mean when I say be real? God, I am feeling sad and I don't know why, because there are so many things in my life you've blessed me with, but I just have a feeling. Can you help remove the feeling? That's being real. God, I know you blessed me with a lot of things and I shouldn't come to you and ask for nothing else, but I really would like to have a couple more thousand in my paycheck. That's what I mean by being real. But thank him. You understand? And so you need to do that. Sometimes we know, I love the Lord, and I don't want to be like criticizing anybody, but God know you just like you are, wherever you are, with all your stuff. So ain't none of it hidden. So just be it. Be it in his presence with reverence, because he already know. And then here's the other thing. Know that you will be required to do some things differently. And that in that process, it may not always feel good. There will be some people that you will have to let go that you might really love, because they might feel good or they might know how to treat you right when you want to feel like you're special. Can I only speak to the real people? The women and the men, the real people, you might have to let them go. And so I want you to know that there's a part you play in allowing all the blessings that God has already given you to manifest in your life. Some things you might have to stop doing, and it might not be easy. Don't beat yourself up when you slip. Just get back in the line. Go before his presence daily, moment by moment. Thank him. And just continue to do his will by surrendering to the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit that dwells within each of us. That's what I leave you with. I'm Darlene. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to share and allow the Holy Spirit to show up through me. I want to encourage all of you to stay in prayer. These are times. Be in the Word of God. Be in the Word. Have a scripture that you meditate, that you know. Learn it. Memorize it. Call it. I'm being very, very clear in that. Because what is about to happen, you know, his word is coming. It's here. You see it. I don't have to tell you. You turn on the news, you know. You all on social media, so I ain't got to say nothing. You know the word of God, and you can look and see. Just make sure that you're in his will and stay the course. Stay encouraged. Stay in light. Stay in love. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to have been here.
No, we're not done yet with you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Not yet.
You just tell me when it's time to go.
I had to extend it just a smidgen because the Holy Spirit's moving, and we just need to we need some more of you. I wanted to, folks, if you go to Darlene's website again, www.divineempowerment.org, you can see her philosophy, and I'd like to just say that here because she's really. I feel like it just summarizes what she's saying. Your thoughts will become your words. Your words will become your actions. Your actions will become your habits. Your habits will define your character. Your character will create your destiny. Darlene, I want you to talk with us, and I think you just now sort of went into it, but I kind of just feel like there's a lot of people listening today. They're in the analytical stage. There's nothing wrong with analyzing. There's nothing wrong with preparing, but they fail to transition into the doing stage. As you said, you know, you might feel the prompting from the Holy Spirit to let someone go. You might feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit to take that job. You might feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit to go to this church, and yet you are analyzing, you're running around asking people for opinion, and yet you never transition to doing. Can you talk to us about that?
Well, yeah, I think that's because we typically have not learned how to trust the presence of the Spirit of God that is guiding us from within. And so that's all of us, including myself. There were times when we learn to trust that and listen to that over what we feel like as man, because like several of the questions that came, I think both of them at the end said they got confirmation. So meaning they had a question, but in their spirit, they already had the answer. They felt like that was the answer. They trusted it, but I want to see if it's really the answer. And so they asked the question, and God just confirmed through me the answer they already had. Now, there's a process of learning to just trust that. What is the process of trusting that? Being in his presence consistently. It's like a friendship, right? When you meet somebody, you might resonate with them, and you're like, oh, yeah, they're cool. I like them. Yeah, the energy is good. But if you don't continue to talk to them, what's going to happen? They'll just be somebody you knew that you can say, oh, yeah, I met so-and-so, and it was nice. We had a nice chat, and it felt good. But you didn't get the blessings from it because you didn't continue to engage with the person. Same thing with God. He wants us to be in his presence. He wants to give us the answers to our questions. He wants to guide us. He wants to ensure that, you know, we don't fall in too many pitfalls. And when we do, understand that there is something in it and he's going to use it for his good, and that we're not alone and we won't stay there long, and it's just temporary, and he's bringing us out and he's bringing us through and he's bringing us over. That's it. But we got to stay connected to him. And it's not, and I'm a human being. So when I say that, I've had moments where I was like, I just, Lord, you know, I know my altar's over there. I'm going to lay in bed. Thank you, Jesus. Can I be real transparent with somebody? I love the Lord. I know his word. Am I talking to somebody? But what the truth is that when I wasn't consistently in it, I could see the difference in me. God was still in my life. He was still blessing me because he was still waking me up. He ain't had me homeless. He ain't had me. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not about, oh, if I don't get on my knees, God ain't going to bless me. He blesses us every day. But it's about being in his will so that we can fulfill the divine assignments and the divine tasks that he's purposed us to fulfill. We are all here born on purpose for a purpose. You're going to hear me keep saying that. When we get that, then we will be like, oh, let me tap into this because it's bigger than me. I need
That's
the
right.
power of the Holy Spirit that I could agree with to move through and in me, and the visions come and the strength comes and the will to do, and then I do. But it's being led as I take the action. God is showing up now. As Darlene, the God in me is speaking to you. Do you hear the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit? I'm just grateful that he chose me. Thank you, God, that you deemed me as one of your to come. Thank you that I recognized the gift and that I didn't run from it, and that I, you know, even when people didn't understand it and even when people couldn't support it, that I still stayed true to it, God. And you brought me through. And so it's not just for me. It's for you. He'll do the same for you.
And, you know, it's funny because reading the Bible and living the Bible are just two different things. I think, you know, there's you know, church folk out there that, you know, we're really good at quoting scripture. We're really good at saying these cliches. And yet when it's time to live that, it's you struggle with your material self like anybody would. That is the real walk, folks, struggling with your material and non-material self. As Darlene continues to say over and over, yes, John 15:4 says, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit apart from the vine, and neither can you bear fruit apart from me. But what does that mean to you? What does it mean? What does it mean when you're craving a drink? What does it mean when you're craving to have sex with someone? What does it mean?
Right.
How are you applying?
It means, right. And here's the thing. This is why I'm saying in humanness, in flesh, you will have your moments, but God will still love you. You just can't detach from the reality of that, and nor can you make it okay. See, because truly God is a forgiving and a merciful God. I honestly, human in our humanness, we can't extend the kind of grace that God extends to us. Come on now. Right? If we want to be just real. Because if that were the case, when we say that we forgive people, we would not remember the stuff that they did, and we know that ain't true.
Ooh.
We can call up the stuff that they did quicker than the stuff that they showed up and they was right for us, right? Oh, I'm talking to somebody or just God says he remembers our sin no more. But what it's not a oh, then that's okay for me to keep doing it. No, it's repentance. It's the prayer that says, God, allow that within me, that desire to die. Because sex is something God created. It's a normal human thing that God created for us to do. It just, we must do it within the confines of his commandments. And why? Because he knows greater than us than we do. Let me start having a little church with you now. Because soul ties is real. And where a person is spiritually and the trauma that they may be carrying in their spirit that you don't even know about, when you lay with them, they leave that with you. That's why it's so serious. I didn't know that. I had to learn that. When I learned that, then I understood the commandment on a whole nother level. Wasn't just about you don't want to get no diseases. Don't nobody want to get no diseases either. So then when they say, well, strap up. But it's deeper than that. Understand, God created everything. And if that's the case, then he created it for good. It's just man that distorts it and uses it for bad because they're not doing it in the will of God. We got technology. I'm on this call in another state on the phone. You hand a message in another state. That's the divine intellect of God pouring through somebody who created something that allows us to use it. But when we use it to glorify God, it's a blessing. When we use it for bad, it's not.
That's right.
So there's a responsibility that comes with what God has blessed us with. So this gift of being a speaker, a messenger, trust and believe, it comes with a responsibility that I must be disciplined in my flesh, because if anybody know me on the wrong day, you say the wrong thing. I'm from the Bronx, New York. Did I tell you? Be like, child, shut your. Oh, Lord, no, I didn't mean to say that. I got to pray now because I'm a human being. But I'm just being real with people. I'm, you know, later for the fake. I love the Lord. But in my humanness, that's a discipline. So I have to be able to close my mouth because if you say something and rile my flesh, I'm liable to say something that ain't honoring God, and I know better. So I need to learn discipline.
Because
the same thing that'll bless you, the same thing that'll curse you. Stop it.
Oh, come on.
That's why his word, he says, be slow to speak and slow to anger. For out of the mouths of the issues of what? We create some of the drama because we don't know how to be quiet. And I'm a speaker, so trust me, God has had to teach me about discipline over my mouth. Because I'm a human being and a woman with a heart. You understand what I'm saying? You read my, I was married and divorced. It's all out there. Ain't no secrets with me. You won't ever find me being in shame or guilt about nothing. Everything that I've lived is going to be for the glory of what God has done to bring me through that. And understanding that I'm going to share the responsibility and the ownership I had to take for the decisions I made and then how I had to choose to pick up the pieces and put them back to live a life for Christ. Those were all decisions. I could have been like, you know what, you don't understand, I was abused and I was this. I had to choose to no longer be a victim and be mad at other people for their own brokenness and in their brokenness making decisions that impacted me. I had to learn how to do that. That takes surrendering to the power of the Holy Spirit. That takes releasing it. That takes healing it. That takes accepting the things that you don't understand. You know the serenity prayer. But God, I'm still here. Whole and not broken, delivered, redeemed, anointed, called, chosen, being utilized. Because I'm showing up to God saying, here I am. I don't have all this stuff figured out, even today. Understand, I know what I know, but I don't have all this stuff figured out. When people come to me sometimes, I'll be like, whoa, let's pray. Because that's all I got sometimes. But,
so
you know, I can just go
show.
On and on and on.
no, Darlene, this is your testimony. We are here to hear this. This is, you know,
yes.
Please do not.
Yes.
Like, yes, we are. You
yes.
are. You are. Drew, again, God has given you the words to sustain the weary. And sometimes, you know,
yes.
you know, again, we have to enter in as students that are coachable. The moment that someone
yes.
can't sit and listen to instruction, God says, blessed is the man. Who actually
yes.
can take an instruction. So don't despise
right.
despise the discipline of the Almighty. Folks,
yes.
in the beginning
yes.
of the show,
so,
I told you
yes.
to remember one word for me, and that was alignment. And it's because I knew Darlene would take this show in a way that keeps going back to that. Align with the source. She is a confirmation for what the Lord has already told you. He's already told it to you. And it's okay. Even Gideon needed confirmation. Don't be afraid of
yeah.
needing confirmation. But know that
that's
it's
right.
in you. That it's in
right.
you.
And
but
that
some
is
of
true.
You out there
I
have
think,
mental idolatry.
I want to just say that, yes, we all need confirmation, even me. But what I think the ultimate desire is of God is that we just come to him and we just trust what he tells us first. You know, but he understands that in our humanness, you know, that's just the nature of us, right? In the human body, where we're looking for someone to just touch and agree. And we understand that, and that's
yes.
okay. So I don't want you to feel bad about that. What I am saying is that the more time that you spend in the presence of God, the stronger that his voice becomes, the clearer it becomes to you, the more you get to trust it. And so when he's speaking to you and telling you things, you then no longer will need so much confirmation. And even when you do need confirmation, it won't come necessarily from you asking a question. It'll just come because God will show it to you, right?
That's
either
right.
through something somebody is saying. Because have you ever been to church service and heard a sermon and you felt like the pastor was in your business? That's the type of confirmation I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit speaking to you when you ain't asking a question, but you know you're getting confirmation of whatever you and God have already talked about. And so it's important to always be aware because God is always speaking to us. He's always speaking to us. And I think when we're living in this journey, I know for me, I have to make sure that I have balance. And I want you to write this down, because some people will tell you, oh, there's no such thing as balance. Well, I think that there is, because God in the presence of the Holy Spirit holds the earth on an axle spinning in the sun and all of these other things so that we're not getting scorched. You do know that, right? You know that's the power of the Holy Spirit that's holding all of that in place. As the water is fluid in the earth because it's spinning, and we're not getting burned up. Now, here's how you know the power of God. Because in certain parts, what do you see? Forest fires. From what? How hot it is. From what? The sun. So you better be in awe of the presence of God. It's not just that you're here and you're breathing. Look it. Look around you. And when we really get in his word even tells us, what do you have to worry about? He takes care of the birds. The birds. And we created in his image. Now, I happen to be blessed to live where I wake up to the birds and I see all of them, the red ones, the yellow ones, the blue ones. I'm just like, God, you're so, oh, my gosh, he got me with lilies and beautiful flowers that I don't even plant. I'm like, oh, Lord, you bless me to see the amazing awesomeness of you just from the moment I come out my door. But it reminds me even in that, when I hear the birds, I go back to his word and I say, oh, well, I ain't got to worry, God, because you took care of them. They chirping and they eating good. And I'm created in your image, so I know I'm going to eat good, God. That's how I am. That's my way. That's me being real for Darlene. That may not be your way, and that's okay, but you got to be able to connect with God like that because he's always with you. His presence is with you everywhere you go. So even when you get the desire, as you said, to fornicate, because sex is not a bad thing. God created sex. It is not a bad thing, and we can talk about it in the reverence of the Lord because he created it. However, fornicating is a sin, and it is the only sin against the body because it is outside of the covenant. And we know what the covenant is. If you don't, go look it up. It's when two people get married. It's a covenant. That's what it is. We say marriage, but marriage is a covenant. It's a covenant between you and God and that person and God. And what your promise is to God, not to the other person. But we got it twisted. I'm divorced. I told you. So I had to learn that.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. Then when I got married and I decided to get a divorce, that I was breaking my promise with God. I thought I was breaking my promise with my husband, now my ex-husband. I had to learn. That's why I'm still single. Because next time I get married, I understand. So I ain't running to the altar. It ain't about that. I understand.
I love it.
I want to be joined with the one that God has for me so that when I make that covenant, there ain't nothing, nothing. It's truly till death do me part. But here's the thing that I want to say. Go back to the fornication thing. Because if you like sex, you'd be like, Dad. Well, you know, it's in the word, right? God said it's better to marry than to burn.
Mm-hmm.
Go and Google that scripture. Right? Who did God say it to? Paul? Right? I mean, so this is what he's saying. So then in this case, if I like sex, but in his word he says it's better to marry than to burn, so that I don't want to fornicate, then maybe I need to be going to God daily in prayer to help him prepare me and to deal with this desire in me so that I could be in a covenant. Instead of me being out here trying to look for a man, maybe I need to be on the altar in prayer for God to prepare me for the one that he has for me and what my purpose is, so as I'm out doing what God called me to do, the one he has for me will find me. Because you know how Boaz found Ruth? See, I ain't going to preach a sermon. I'm just saying. Everything we need is in his word. If we only spend time in his word and we let it just soak up every cell, every energy, vibration that flows through us, then our lives would just be a lot more peaceful. I'm not going to say you won't have challenges. I'm not going to say that you ain't going to have some situations. What I'm saying is that as you're moving through it, you will just have a certain kind of swag, a certain kind of calm, a certain kind of peace. People will be like, why she ain't shouting? And She ain't worried and she ain't upset and she ain't stressed. And they said her life is off because she's trusting and knowing and all-providing, all-powerful God. Live in that space.
Darlene, you're... My lines have been blown up today. I just want to let you know. Just everything that you're saying. I hope many of you out there, you're listening, and I pray that the trajectory of your life has changed, has been impacted. I hope you're listening. Not just listening, but taking it in, and all of a sudden with this feeling of wanting to apply it, perhaps the feeling to just want run to the Word of God or run to the Lord and get into a place where you can hear the still small voice. You don't get this type of power that you're witnessing today through Darlene from the Holy Spirit without being in close proximity to Christ. You just can't get it. You were born to never be apart from Him. I hope that is a takeaway for you. Darlene, before I officially close the show, could you please tell us about divine empowerment?
Of course. Divine empowerment is the company that God gave me. If you read my bio, I've had other company. This whole journey of coming into divine empowerment was God's plan for my life. He's blessed me with tremendous places where I grew skill-wise, knowledge-wise, to perfect what was already in me, to cultivate what was already in me. And so I do speaking, professional speaking. I am certified trainer, leadership, personal development training. I coach personal development coaching, executive leadership coaching. I do technology consulting. You want to start a business, you have a question, I'm a person that you could say, hey, how did you do this? Because God has allowed me to start three, two which are running successfully. So I am a child of God. You know, divine empowerment is the company that I provide all of these things that God utilizes me for to share in terms of fulfilling my purpose. So I'm out there, divineempowerment.org. You can Google Darlene Brown. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, you know, Twitter. I'm out on social media, and I'm accessible. So if you have a question, send an email or call. Leave a message. Well, if you don't get me, I'll call you back.
She will. Darlene, I want to officially thank you for just sharing your wisdom, your journey, your knowledge, your understanding of who God is to you in your life. You have a powerful life. Oh, my goodness. You are not done yet. I know you know that, but I just need to say that. You are not done yet with what the Lord has for you. I pray for nothing but favor for your status to be increased knowledge, discernment, understanding, and wisdom in Jesus' name. I pray nothing but the best for you, and I pray that those listening today that you would come into agreement with what I'm saying, because the world needs women like this. The world needs witnesses of Christ like this that are willing to put it out on the line. When was the last time you put it out on the line and you knew that what you were saying lined up with the Word of God? This is what this woman is doing through her ministry, Divine Empowerment. Please check out her website at www.divineempowerment.org. If you need to email Darlene, it is dbrown@divineempowerment.org. I'm going to repeat that again for those of you listening. dbrown@divineempowerment.org, or you can find her on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. She is all over, so please take a look at her book. She also has another project coming out or being released this year, a solo project. You've not heard the last of her. But I just pray that you join in supporting her. If your heart was touched today, if you were moved in the spirit today, maybe you're an agnostic and you're listening to the show. If you felt moved, that's the Holy Spirit nudging you. I pray that you do what I think sums up her ministry, which is act. She's all about action. Take what you know and act on it.
So I'd love to end this program just reading a blurb from, it's really a guidebook. It's really a guidebook. It's more from five lessons from John Ortberg. He did a series called The Me I Want to Be, Becoming God's Best Version of You. And it's titled Discovering the Spirit. Your flourishing is never just about you. It is a so that kind of condition. God designed you to flourish so that you could be part of his redemptive project in ways that you otherwise could not. He wants you to flourish so that people can be encouraged, gardens can be planted, music can be written, sick people can be helped, or companies can thrive in ways they otherwise could not and would not. When you fail to become the person God designed, all the rest of us miss out on the gift you were made to give. Until next time, please, please keep sharing your dovetail, and God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in. And to listen to this show and other shows, visit the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/PJC Media or download Stitcher on your mobile device so you can tune in to next week for another Dovetails with Deborah.